I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, another Route 66 museum will open soon, and yet another retail business is closing. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, a lot of people know the landmark known as the Mill on Old Route 66 in Lincoln. It's going to become a museum.
The organizers explained to us, Sean, this has really been about an 11-year effort of raising money, in-kind donations, volunteer labor, that type of thing, to save the former restaurant there in Lincoln. And it's scheduled to reopen April 29th as the Mill on Route 66. And what this will do, as has happened in a number of communities in Illinois, it will double as a Route 66 museum, but also as a local visitor center to welcome tourists, visitors to town, and also as some history of Logan County. So it'll be a multi-purpose facility. And as I mentioned, a lot of communities along the Illinois section of Route 66 have been going to this kind of format.
And one of those that is not is Springfield. Any idea why that is?
Well, it's been an off-and-on project over the years. You might remember some years ago there was discussion of converting the former Bel Air Motel on South 6th Street to a visitor center and Route 66 Museum. That was considered a natural in many ways because that motel was a popular stop on Route 66. But, of course, it had a lot of building code violations and other issues over the years. The funding never quite came together. And then, of course, a couple of years ago, that motel was torn down because of those extensive violations. So it's always been an issue of where does it go and how do you pay for it? Now, we had the somewhat informal museum, of course, with Shays Route 66 on Peoria Road. But that closed in 2013, and the collection was subsequently auctioned off. So there's nothing in immediate, anyway, in the plans for Springfield.
Tim, you wrote an interesting story about Goodwill Industries and a program that focuses on veterans. Tell us about that.
Well, this is something Goodwill has traditionally done, as a job training program, and they were seeing so many veterans and veterans' families come in the door that they decided to create something called VetLink. It specifically is for veterans, and they've had 100 sign up really just since November when the program was really up and running, and it continues to grow. There's some special challenges, they tell us, in making that transition from military to civilian life, and particularly in the workplace. And what they try to do is help them with resumes, interview skills, and that type of thing. And about 40% of the participants so far have been able to find work.
There's an effort to build a billion-dollar natural gas power plant. It would be near Pawnee. Tell us about that. What's the latest with it?
Yeah, when I heard that, it's a billion with a B. It's a company based in Houston. It's called Emberclear Corporation, and they would like to build a natural gas-fired power plant near an existing Ameren station outside of Pawnee. Now, this is only just beginning. They have about 2 years' worth of local, state, and federal permits they would need. They've also asked for extension of a Springfield-Sangamon County enterprise zone to the area, and company executives told us if that doesn't happen, the whole thing's off. So it is contingent on that, at least. So this is some years away, and they need all of those approvals in order to get the financing. So at this point, it's safe to say there are a lot more questions than answers about that project.
Finally this week, Tim, I know it sounds like a broken record, yet another retail establishment closing up shop in Springfield.
Well, Gander Mountain filed for bankruptcy, and they plan to close a group of their stores, including the one in Springfield, which is in Prairie Crossing, just north of Meyer. They say those will close in the next few weeks. And that's another instance of a national retailer cutting back in multiple markets, including Springfield. But there is beginning to be this question now, Sean, especially with city sales tax revenue already down. Just the sheer numbers of these, if that's going to make that difficult situation worse, the economic development people will tell you there is not a whole lot they can do about national retailers when they decide to close local facilities. But the thing they will focus on now is trying to find new tenants for some of these spaces.
That's Tim Landis. He's business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.